Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
First things first, Baker Mayfield is banged up and his critics are having a field day. Is it time for the Browns to sit him down? It is likely going to be Taysom Hill under center for the Saints on Thursday night. Can he right the ship, get New Orleans back in playoff contention? And the Patriots and Bucks are both playing well. Kevin Wildes, don't you see what's happening here? Your worlds are colliding, my friend. Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to First Things First alongside Kevin Wildes, Chris Broussard. What is on the bottom of the screen, Nick Wright? A potential Super Bowl matchup between Wildes, your two teams. It's like bizarro world. You got to be happy today.
Is it, though?
I'm very happy.
I'm sorry. I was Nick's worst nightmare. I'm sorry.
All right. We will get to all that fun chatter. We got to start a little Monday Night Football. The Washington hosting Seattle. Another off night for Russell Wilson. I mean, when do we see him just miss wide open receivers like he did last night? It's been leaning more and more that way since he returned from finger surgery. Seahawks did, though, have a chance to tie the game late on a 2-point conversion in the final seconds, but Russ, after driving 96 yards and 10 plays in just over 2 minutes, gets picked off, and that ends the game. For Russ, this is now his first three-game losing streak ever. He talked about his emotions after the loss.
We were in a storm, you know, and, you know, I believe that we have to keep going, and the only way to get to the other side is just believing that the water's going to calm down a little bit. And we'll be able to get through it. I think that the season's been a tough journey so far, you know, just in general. Just, you know, we've had some crazy tough games and battled. And for me personally, I'm going to give everything I have, like I always do, every day, every play, to the very end, the last play of the game, just like tonight, just because I don't know any other way, you know. And I think these guys in this locker room don't know any other way as well. There's a lot of amazing courage in that locker room, a lot of amazing belief, you know, and I know I believe in myself. I know I believe in those guys in the locker room. I know we believe in each other.
You know, Nick, he sounds optimistic. He sounds positive. He sounds like his glass is half full, but it wasn't a good night for Russell Wilson. What does this loss mean for his future in Seattle?
Well, the future in Seattle is not long past the beginning of this January. But first, just a note for the audience, because I don't know if they know this. Did you know Russell Wilson has never gotten an MVP vote? Wow, how unfair. Remember that ridiculous storyline? Oh, we're a long ways from whining about Russell Wilson not winning MVPs he never should have won. And now we're going to discuss about whether or not the Seahawks are actually one of the five worst teams in the sport. Because right now, they have the same record as the Jets, only more wins than the Lions, Texans, and Jaguars. It is not early in the year. In fact, the calendar's about to turn to December, and they're sitting on 3 wins. Now, obviously, Russell Wilson is too injured to play. You know, it kind of reminds me of another undersized quarterback that went to a couple different colleges that shouldn't be playing right now. But we can just argue about that later. Because Russell Wilson, when he was pantomiming the huddle and the two-minute drill and the prayer and all of it, he was putting himself in the right mental space to play. What he should have been pantomiming was reading the defense and throwing to the open guy and not just throwing bullet passes at Gerald Everett's feet. But neither here nor there. Hindsight's 50-50. Or 20-20. 50-50 is about his completion percentage last night. Here's the deal, Broussard. He wanted out this offseason. So did Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has responded by playing at an MVP level on the field for maybe the best team in football. Russell Wilson has responded by, through no fault of his own, getting hurt for the first time, having the worst year of his career for a truly awful Seattle team. I see no scenario, Broussard, where he wants to come back next year, and I'm not certain how devastated the Seahawks organization will be by that decision if he does decide to try to force their hand to have him move on.
I'm certain how devastated they'd be. It'd be horrible, Nick. Horrible. And that's why, if I'm Seattle, I can't believe you're going here. Unless Russell Wilson goes full on Deshaun Watson in terms of holding out, I will never play another game, another snap for the Seattle Seahawks. I'll hold out. I've got enough money. Unless he does that in demanding a trade, I'm not even thinking about trading Russell Wilson. Fire Pete Carroll. Revamp the defense. Revamp the offensive line. But I am not trading a Hall of Fame quarterback smack dab in the middle of his prime, Nick. You just don't do it. Because they may never get another talent like Russell right. Wilson. That's I don't right. care if you get a number one pick or two for Russell Wilson. We can go down a list of top five quarterback picks of the last few seasons and look at how a lot of them are doing and not panning out and not looking like they'll be half as good as Russell Wilson. So you when you've got a guy like this, Nick, you keep him. Period. Now, again, if he forces his way out, then now maybe you consider it if he really goes ham, so to speak. But if he is willing to stay and wants and willing to build through it, then you do it. Nick, I'll throw this at you. Did New Orleans consider trading Drew Brees when they went 4 out of 5 seasons with 7-9 records? No. Because he was a franchise quarterback who was going to be in the Hall of Fame. Did Pittsburgh consider trading Ben Roethlisberger when they missed the playoffs 2 straight years in the early 2010s? No, because he had won them a Super Bowl. All right, you don't do this. And so look at their history. They went the first 36 years of their franchise without a franchise quarterback. Now you've got one who's a Hall of Famer. You're not moving on from it. No.
Well, the Saints thing, there's 2 points on that real quick. One is they went 7-9 because the defense was terrible. But also, if they would have traded Drew Brees, they would have gotten to, at minimum, the same amount of Super Bowls from that point forward as they did with Drew Brees because they never got back. Wow. So he was good, and the team was okay, and they made a conference championship game.
So they should have traded.
But that's neither. No, I'm not saying they should have traded him, but it's also a different situation. But I get it, Wilds. The reason you can't trade Russell Wilson is because you might end up in some quarterback purgatory where, you know, you're the 4th worst team in football. That's where they are right now. They're the 4th worst team in football. They got the same record as the Jets. Same record as the Jets. There's no getting around.
It's one
same
season.
Record as the Jets.
It's one season. And Russell was hurt for 3 games. I'm gonna give it to Wilds, Bob, but it's one season. They were 12-4 a year ago, Nick. 12-4.
So they were 12-4 and he wanted out, Broussard. That's the weird part. So I don't know if he wanted out at 12-4. He got some of the things that he wanted, and now they are significantly worse. But here's what I will throw to you, Nick. Could this all be chalked up in a bizarre way to Pete Carroll and the Seahawks organization actually believing in Russ and trusting Russ when the narrative of the offseason was, I don't get a say in stuff. You guys make moves and release guys and you don't let me know. I want more say and I get hit too much. So Pete Carroll said, okay, if you say you're ready to come back, even though you just had a pin in your finger, then we'll let you come back. I believe in you. And in the most bizarre way, they've lost 3 in a row, and Russ has looked absolutely terrible. There's a part of me that thinks, maybe it's a little chestnut checkers. And Pete Carroll said, you know what? If you say you're ready, I'm rolling with you. I'm going to ride with you. And this is actually, in the most bizarre way in the world, making their relationship stronger.
Oh, I don't know if it's making their relationship stronger, but I do agree with most of what you said right before that. And it didn't help the situation that the Seahawks team doctor evidently went to the same medical school that the old White House doctor, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, went to when he released this statement. Although this was uncharted territory, I've never in my career seen such a severe injury to the throwing hand of a quarterback. I've also never encountered a player so committed to his post-op therapy with so much conviction to return to the same, if not better. He's going to be better. He's got a bionic hand level of performance as he had pre-injury. He goes on to say, I'm amazed at his progress, so much so that I can confidently clear him for full return to play without reservation. Well, with respect, Dr. Steve Shin, I have reservation about your acumen on diagnosing hands, evidently, because if Russell Wilson's healthy, then evidently in the surgery when they removed a bone in his finger, they also removed his talent. So I'm going to assume he's not healthy and that he shouldn't be playing. But I mean, because if he's healthy, then he's just not good. That's not tenable to me. But Broussard, I understand the idea of you get a franchise quarterback, Broussard, you can never, ever let him go. But if you peaked with this guy two presidential terms ago, you've been good a bunch, but not great once since then, is it not better for all parties to try to have a fresh start? Well, is that outrageous?
Decent take.
Look, I would love, you guys know, I would love to see Russell Wilson in Cleveland next year. I wouldn't mind seeing him with the Giants. I mean, it'd be fun, right? But if I'm looking at it from the Seahawks perspective, Nick, no, it is not better to start all over. I remember Jim Zorn. I remember Matt Hasselbeck, Seneca Wallace, Tavarius Jackson.
Got to
all right, I'm not moving on for this. I am not moving on from Russell. It's one bad season. It's going to be likely the first losing season of his career. And I'm giving up? Come on, man. He's 33 years old in a sport where Tom Brady is 44. Definitely. And Aaron Rodgers is about to turn 38 and they're still balling. I'm keeping him. Simple as that.
Yeah. Okay. At least just wait and see all this first is losing finger. No. Not the way Russ wanted to celebrate his 33rd birthday yesterday, by the way. Happy belated. Seahawks losing your third straight. Hey, we talked about the Saints. Can Taysom Hill get them back into playoff contention starting on Thursday night? Because we know Drew Brees won't. We discuss that next. First things first.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Talking the New Orleans Saints. They appear to be making a quarterback change ahead of Thursday night's showdown with the Dallas Cowboys. Taysom Hill has been taking first-team reps all week in practice. He just might be QB1 come Thursday night, and with good reason. Saints have lost all four games with Trevor Siemian under center after starting 5-2 before Broussard's Wild Horse upset MVP Jameis Winston went down with that ACL tear. Chris Broussard, what did I say? Wild Horse? Dark Horse?
Dark
Rolling Stone song.
Okay. Well, there's an animal related to what you thought. Taysom Hill getting first team reps is blank. It's Tuesday.
It's about dang time. That's what it is, Jenna. It's about dang time. I don't get Sean Payton. I mean, he's a great coach and all, but he talks about Taysom Hill like he's a future Pro Bowler. Remember when he told Peter King he could be a Steve Young type quarterback?
Yeah.
He keeps giving him these lucrative contract extensions, and then when it's time to play him, he doesn't. First, he played Teddy Bridgewater over Taysom Hill. Then Jameis Winston, understandably, but still, he goes out and gets Jameis Winston. And then Trevor Siemian. I mean, I don't get it. I'm serious. Like, Taysom Hill should have started the last four games. All right? It's about time. Give him a shot. They were 3-1 with him as a starter last year. Completed 72% of his passes. Four rush TDs. Four pass TDs. Only two picks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, Nick, he's better than Trevor Siemian. Give him a shot.
Well, listen, I'm also like you, Broussard, an eternal optimist. I'm glass half full guy. So my answer here is Taysom Hill getting first team reps for the Saints is hope for Johnny. Johnny who? Johnny Manziel, of course. Johnny Manziel, I haven't heard about him in years. Yeah. Despite that, he's 3 years younger than Taysom Hill and has 500 more career passing yards than Taysom Hill. Did you know Taysom Hill at 31 years old is a robust 500? I looked this up this morning, couldn't get a hold of Dusty, had to do it myself. 552nd on the NFL's all-time passing list. That is behind Jason Garrett. Yes, that Jason Garrett, former Cowboys coach, just fired offensive coordinator. It's 1,400 behind Tim Tebow. It's behind Terrell Pryor. So did you know, Wilds, Taysom Hill is older than Teddy Bridgewater and Derek Carr? He's older than Derek Carr.
Combined?
Derek Carr's been in the league since I was in college. Not combined, it's close. Got to carry a one there. So listen, if Taysom Hill can get starts, Johnny, you probably got, you know, you got some personal stuff to take care of. Hopefully you've done that. Get yourself a tryout, buddy. You're a nice, frisky 28. Taysom's 31. Get back in there, Johnny Manziel. I want to see it happen.
But aren't you rooting for Tom? My answer is finally. But honestly, aren't you rooting a little bit for Taysom Hill? Not only for the story of it, but also just for the chaos that it would cause if he ends up beating the Cowboys. Aren't you just, Broussard, aren't you rooting for Taysom Hill to just for the chaos of the league and the absolute sort of tailspin that the Cowboys season would be in if they lose to Taysom Hill?
I'm rooting a lot for Taysom Hill. I mean, not necessarily against the Cowboys, but I'm rooting for him to do well. He's a different type of quarterback, and I'd like to see this play out. I would.
How bad do you want things to get for Jason Garrett? He gets fired, then Taysom Hill beats his old team and passes him on the NFL all-time career passing record, moves up to 547. I mean, what Jason Garrett ever do to you,
buddy? I'm sure that's the first thing Garrett checked as soon as he got fired. Let me get right to that list. Let's talk a little Baker Mayfield also having a bummer of a week. Is it time for the Browns to sit him down amid the injuries and the poor play, drama, the chaos, all of it? We'll talk about that next. First things first. The Browns quarterback was supposed to be playing for that big contract extension this year. Hasn't exactly gone as planned so far. Baker struggled again Sunday night in Baltimore, dealing with a number of injuries. He's dealing with poor decision-making, with little protection up front. That Browns offense just stuck in neutral. Better part of, 6 weeks now? But head coach Kevin Stefanski supported Baker as the starter on this team. He explained why yesterday. Take a listen.
Baker's our starting quarterback. He's healthy and getting healthier. We just need to be better as an offense. I think Baker needs to play better. I have to coach better. We got to block better. We have to, you know, run routes better. All of the above is true. We just have to be better, both individually and collectively.
I mean, it's kind of depressing. Every single person needs to be better. Broussard, what do you make of Stefanski's latest comments on Baker amid the pressure to bench him?
Perfect comments. All right, and where's this pressure coming from to bench Baker Mayfield? From Nick and Wilds? A couple questions from Cleveland reporters. I mean, really, is there a national groundswell? Bench Baker, oh yes. My gosh, no! Baker Mayfield, he said it perfectly. He is the starting quarterback, period. This is not a Cam Newton struggling, is he even better than our backup situation? This is your franchise quarterback, likely for the next few years, if you can't get the obvious no-brainer upgrade this summer. All right, so why in the world? Well, I don't even understand why this is a discussion. And you can talk about the injuries, all right, but he's hurt. He is not injured. Jack Conklin is injured, and he's out for the rest of the season. All right,
yeah.
Baker Mayfield is hurt. Baker Mayfield has some aches and pains that will get better over the bye week. All right, he's got a while to play. Now, 2 weeks now before they play again. Let him heal up. He's already getting better. Guys play through injuries. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers with a fractured toe.
That's not an example.
Juking Jalen Ramsey. I mean, it's tackle football, Nick. Baker's a fine.
Yes.
Come on.
Which is why, because it's tackle football, it is very difficult to play when your body is breaking down. And yes, Aaron Rodgers, the least important body part ranked ahead of only the appendix, is injured. The rest of him is fine. Now, he's got inoculation coursing through his veins, vinegar and other things. He's feeling great. Russell Wilson, on the other hand, is a good example.
Triangle, I understand.
Broussard's not throwing up the Rockefeller diamond. He's putting the triangle.
Pinky toe.
Big toe.
Yeah, I get it. That's great. Yes. That's good to know, but Rodgers seems fine. Russell Wilson, though, is a good example of a quarterback who is better than Geno Smith, but not right now. Just like Baker is better than Case Keenum, but not right now. Dude, can we just show Baker before and after the injury? In fact, the Browns before and after the injury. Browns, first 5 weeks of the season, scoring a lot of points. Next 7 weeks, not scored a lot of points. What happened in that? Well, week 7, Baker missed a game because I guess, Broussard, that was the 1 week he was injured. He was injured the 1 week they missed a game. They won, by the way. But since then, he's just been hurt. He's going to have multiple surgeries after the year. This is not a benching, Broussard. It would be sitting an injured player, which happens in every sport every day. It shouldn't be controversial. Let me just ask you this, Chris. If a month ago, when they announced Baker Mayfield had a torn labrum, they said he's going to miss a month with a torn labrum, would you have said he should play through it? I don't think so. You said, oh, he's hurt. He's injured. They just let him play through it idiotically.
A lot of NFL players play through torn labrums, Nick. All right, and they play through the type of injuries that Baker has. Your guy, Patrick Mahomes, and I get it was the playoffs, but didn't he play with turf, though, in the playoffs and have surgery after the season? Didn't Tom Brady have surgery after last season when he played with a torn MCL? I mean, come on. We got to quit treating these guys with kid gloves. All right, he's fine. Kevin Stefanski, here's the thing, Nick, and you got to agree with this. Some people might look at it, oh, Stefanski just wants to win games. He's throwing Baker's health to the wind. No! First of all, Stefanski's got job security. All right, he led them to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years last year. We talk about their carousel of mediocre quarterbacks or bad quarterbacks. Same thing with head coaches. They finally got a good one. They're not getting rid of him, even if they have a disappointing season and miss the playoffs. So he would not just play Baker, throw caution to the wind, to heck with his health long term, if Baker couldn't play, Wilds. Baker's fine. He's banged up, but he can play.
So here's the thing. Nick, who do you think responsibility is it to sit Baker down? Is it Baker's, or is it the doctor's, or is it Stefanski's? Because I would argue it's 100% Stefanski's. I think every quarterback wants to go out there and be like Byron Leftwich, like, you know what? I can't even get down the field.
Carry me
down, and I will hobble down, and it will be such an amazing moment and show such grit and leadership that a quarterback will never, ever pull themselves out of the game. So I think it's Stefanski not being willing to do it. So do you view this, I guess, as an indictment on Stefanski's leadership that he's letting
hurt Baker
of not pulling out?
Yes, 100%. This is Stefanski's screw up. And by the way, it should be noted, the Browns have, other than Taysom Hill and what's going on in Chicago, the most expensive backup quarterback in football. In Case Keenum. And I understand Broussard, you know, is big on Case Keenum's career trajectory. It should be noted, Case Keenum's one great year came on a team built very similarly to these Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago. And who was there? Kevin Stefanski. You know, if you buy an expensive sports car, that the knock on it is, listen, it's unbelievable, but it breaks down a lot. And you say, okay, I gotta protect myself from that. I'm gonna spend a lot of money on a backup, sturdy, American-made Dodge Ram to drive, and then your car breaks down, and you're like, nah, gonna leave the Dodge Ram in the garage. Gonna keep going out here, but it keeps breaking down. You're on the side of the road three times a week. I know, but it's my sports car. Then why'd you buy the other one? Why did they give Case Keenum the money they gave him if under these circumstances, Broussard, they won't play him? He's the most expensive backup in the league other than Taysom and the guys in Chicago.
If Baker can't play, then they'll throw in Keenum, who, by the way, is 28-35, Nick, as a starter. You want to gloss over his history and highlight the one good year of his career, but I won't let you do it. He's a backup for a reason. And as long as Baker can play, you play him. It's as simple as that. Now, this is an indictment of Stefanski. Why is Stefanski doing this, Nick? Really? Why would he be doing this if Baker wasn't healthy?
I don't know.
Enough to play.
I don't know. Sometimes
he's got the security, right?
Same question I asked myself when I saw Wild's tie today. Why? Some things are inexplicable. It's just I don't know the answer. Nick, a grown man. He made a bad decision.
The medical staff has also cleared him to play. And we know in this day and age, medical staffs aren't necessarily just throwing guys out there when they're injured. They cleared him to play. He's fine.
All right. Well, and they got the bye this week, so he'll have a little extra time.
He'll be all right, Nick. He's going to be all right.
To get better. And Wilds, to you, no offense taken. I actually like the look. I think it looks great on you. Somebody's got to stick up for you here.
Thanks, Jenna.
Looks like a banker.
Let's talk some Patriots and Bucks. Could Brady's old team and Brady's new team actually match up in the Super Bowl? Worlds are colliding. Don't want to miss this. First thing first.
Battle of the GOATs.
First things first, talking some Bucks and Pats. Brady's current team, Brady's former team. Fox Bet Sportsbook has the GOAT's current team, Tampa Bay, as the favorites to win the NFC. Meanwhile, the coaching GOAT, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots now have the third best odds to win the AFC. GOAT, baby GOAT, coaching GOAT, Billy GOAT, never thought this was a possible Super Bowl matchup, but now we know the football gods do, in fact, love Kevin Wilds. Nick, is a Patriots-Bucks Super Bowl actually on the table?
No. What are we doing? What has happened to this once proud television show? I'm despondent right now. Look at the graphic in the bottom corner of the screen. NFL's best. Best what? Are the Bucks the best at literally anything in the league? Maybe run defense? And that doesn't even get us to the Patriots. Are they the best team in their conference? No. Are they even the favorites to win their division? Not according to Fox Bet. No, they're not. The Bills are still slight favorites. It is more likely that a month from now, the 8-4 Patriots are 8-7 than it is the Patriots end up in the Super Bowl. Oh, come on. Oh, you think it's insane to say the Bills beat them twice and a team that just let the Titans' fifth and sixth string run for 270 yards might have a bit of problems with Jonathan Taylor? I thought you liked the Badgers and Jonathan Taylor, Wilds. Little do I know. It is absolutely on the board that they lose their next two at Buffalo and at Indy, and then we'll see about the home game against the Bills. That's not outrageous. Now, the end of the season looks easy, but all of a sudden, those frisky Miami Dolphins still alive. Tua playing well. But no, it's not on the table. It's not going to happen. Mac Jones, Wilds, is not going to go win three playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. The Patriots aren't getting the bye. They're not going to have home field. This is insanity. I understand it'd be great for television ratings, but it's insane. It's not happening.
Okay. Broussard, here's my answer. Not only is it on the table, it's on the floor, it's on the chairs, it's on the chandelier of brilliance that's hanging over the table.
Walls.
This is very much in the realm of possibility. So first we'll address the Bucks. We always said this last year about the Bucks. Ah, Tom Brady, new team, they're not that great. They went into the bye. They would have a road to the playoff. They have to beat all these great quarterbacks on the road. He did it, won the Super Bowl. So the Bucks are a given. The Bucks obviously can get there. Then the crux of this question, Broussard, is can a rookie win, get to the Super Bowl? So there's two ways to go. You can say, no, that is impossible. From the beginning of football till aliens and robots finally put us in a bathtub full of green ooze, a quarterback rookie will never get to the Super Bowl. I think you would be wrong. I think at some point between now and the robot takeover, a rookie will get to the Super Bowl. So the question is this. What type of rookie, what type of team would that rookie need to be on to get to the Super Bowl? Well, they would have to have a great coach. The Patriots have the greatest coach of all time who took the 199th pick to the Super Bowl in his second year. Well, you have to have a great defense. The Patriots have the best scoring defense in the entire NFL. Well, you would need a mistake-free QB. Mac Jones is second in the league in completion percentage, completed 79% of his passes. Well, he would have to be not scared of the big moment. Mac Jones is 25-5. As a starting quarterback as a grown-up from Alabama to last week. The guy's lost five games. He went undefeated and won a national championship, basically a little mini Super Bowl. So, yes, I think we have the coach, I think we have the defense, and I think we have the baby goat. So unless you're telling me you'll never, ever, ever believe that a rookie quarterback can do it, this is the time it could happen. And Mac Jones is the guy that could make it happen.
Okay, let me start by addressing Nick. You know I'm with you, Nick. Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. Kansas City is the rightful favorite in the AFC. So I'm with you there. But Wiles just made a terrific argument. And Wiles is right.
Oh, let's go!
It's on the table. It's on the table, Nick. You cannot sit here and say there is absolutely no way that New England could get to the Super Bowl. Because they could.
I can't.
I mean, I wouldn't pick them over the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have not looked like the dominant, no way you beat them team that they have been the past two seasons. All right? They could be had. All right? And the Patriots.
Easily.
Wiles just laid out the formula. I don't even have to repeat it. But you don't think they could come up Belichick with a defense that could trouble Josh Allen, that could trouble Lamar Jackson, and yes, that maybe could trouble. I know that Mahomes has had great success, 30 points a game, 292 yards a game against Belichick in their four meetings. But Belichick could come up with something that could trouble him. And so, again, not the favorites, but they have a shot, a legitimate shot. Remember, yesterday on Broussard's official scale, they were upgraded from just playoff team to Super Bowl contender. So you got to take that into consideration, too, Nick.
Okay. So, but here's the problem.
You have to take it,
Nick. It's not the college football playoff.
Absolutely.
Where you need to upset one team to make the championship. You're saying, could they beat Josh Allen in the playoffs? Maybe. But then they would have to then beat Lamar. And then they would have to then beat Mahomes. So, no. And by the way, Wilds, who is your mistake-free quarterback? Is it the one with 10 turnovers?
Mac Jones, baby go.
Because that's what Mac Jones has. He has 10 turnovers.
Are you talking about turnovers?
For a team that... No.
Is working?
No, I'm sorry. Have I said that Mahomes this year is mistake-free? I have not. I'm not. Again, I know you'd like to turn the conversation, but I have not said Mahomes is mistake-free. I think I've multiple times this year said Mahomes went through the worst stretch of his career. But your mistake-free quarterback has 10 turnovers. Now, for a rookie, he's been excellent. But that right there is the problem. And so here's the issue. We are grading Mac Jones on a curve. Mac Jones, there are plenty. So Mahomes is a student who his whole high school career got A pluses. And his senior year is like an A minus student and the teachers are super disappointed. And Mac Jones is a guy who, going into his senior year, everyone was like, oh, God, I hope he graduates. And then at the midterm, he has a C average. And people are like, good job, buddy. Maybe you should give the commencement speech. And Mahomes is sitting there like, hey, what are you talking about? I'm better than him in everything. So is my buddy Josh Allen. So is my buddy Lamar. So is my buddy Justin Herbert. And they're like, no, Mac Jones. Good for you, pal. We didn't know if you would make it to commencement. And you're going to walk. Yeah. Congrats. That's how we're doing it. That doesn't play in the playoffs, buddy. That just doesn't.
Look.
Yeah.
I do think that the baby goat is a star. It's not a star in the making. I think baby goat is a star already. But even baby goat has limitations. And one of those limitations is he doesn't play defense. He doesn't play defense. Bill Belichick is the guy who sets up the defense. Jonnu Smith does the defense. No, Johnny Smith doesn't do defense. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Judon. Sorry. Yeah. Judon's not a defense.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Am I worried about Lamar, who threw four interceptions the other day? No. Am I worried about roller coaster Josh Allen? I am not. I am worried about Patrick Mahomes, who is, I think he's second now in the league in interceptions. A little bit. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit worried about Mahomes. Do I think Bill Belichick could dial something up? Yeah, I do. I actually do. So I feel okay, Jenna.
Okay.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.